All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gary and Richard. All right, we are off and running on a Tuesday. Got a lot of college football to get to today. We will get to Michigan State and the disaster that their season is turning into. Got to talk about Michigan. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock. The JJ report cards. The savior finally started. See what everybody took out of it. But I want to put a capper on a Lions thing to begin today, Rico. And Jared Goff was a guest on the Midday Show. And we talked about this yesterday. In his postgame, you and I both didn't like the comment he made regarding, man, I wish I would have spoken up. I guarantee you, Coach would have let us go for it had I spoken up. And he didn't. I didn't like that because I'm just a big believer. Your QB has to be an alpha. Your QB has the cachet. And again, guy makes $30 million. Mm-hmm. And the only quarterbacks that don't make money either stink or are on their rookie deal and were drafted really high. Either way, you have the cachet.
Right.
So today, with Doug and Scott, he was asked the question, and I want you to listen to his response because while it's a lot of the same, there's a couple of details in here that are a little different, and I think it bothers me more. So I want to start the show with this. Then we get to Michigan State at 3. David, the audio.
I wish I just would have had a better idea of what I wanted to run and had a play call ready for myself and, you know, maybe suggested something and we could have gone with it. But, again, we trust them, man. If we make that field goal and our defense makes a stop, we don't have this conversation. Unfortunately, we didn't.
Wait.
One more time, David.
I wish I just would have had a better idea of what I wanted to run and had a play call ready for myself and, you know, maybe suggested something and we could have.
Stop right there. So let me get this straight. You're part of the install. The offense largely is tailored to what you do well. Jared, what throws do you like? You know how NFL meetings go with quarterbacks oftentimes? What throws are you most comfortable with this week? What part of this install do you like the most? Mm-hmm. What are the 15 best plays? Right. That, you know, like when we hear about, well, the team's on script. Who do you think is a part of that script? Mm-hmm. Jared Goff telling you he wish he had a better idea what he wanted to go to is the equivalent of me taking the air and telling you I wish I had a better idea what we wanted to effing talk about.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Maybe this is why Dan Campbell didn't go to you. Maybe this is why that wasn't an option, because you weren't ready. So, hey, I think we should go for it. Okay, Jared, what are we going to run?
I don't know.
I don't know. Ben, can you help a brother out? Like, you don't have that play. Like, hey, coach, we can run play XYZ, and we could pick this first down up. This guy is going to get – he's going to beat his man, and I could just wait for him to come back for the ball.
Nobody's had a bird's-eye view of the down and distance and the reaction and coverages the defense has been showing you both pre-snap and post-snap than the quarterback.
Right.
Meaning, by the end of the game, if you don't have something you want to go to based on that down,
right,
then you've either been floating through space or
– you're not paying attention.
Okay. I want to ask this question, and I think it worked well yesterday because we asked it. I know many of you might find what I'm saying to be unfair. Happy to have the criticism, whatever you like. But guys, Jared Goff's playing pretty good football, and Jared Goff makes pretty good money. It's bad enough you didn't go to the coach, and you didn't demand to go for it because that's just what quarterbacks do. I think I'm with Rico on this. It's even worse if he didn't do it because he just didn't really know what he would want to run anyways. What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
You're paid to know what to run. You're paid to have an idea. Hey, they've been doing A, B, and C. I think we can pop this.
This guy's injured, coach. He's not the same as he was at the beginning of the game. He's hobbled. Let's take advantage of that guy.
Or we showed him this look earlier.
He bit.
Run the counter on this.
Right. He bit hard on this play. If we do it again, he's going to bite again. We go over the top. We score a touchdown. We end this thing. Or we get the first down and we do whatever. But the fact that you come in saying, well, I really didn't have a play, but, you know.
I'm very bothered. And I want to know whether I'm being unfair.
Jared, stop talking. Because each day you're not making this any better. Yesterday was bad because it seemed like you had a plan. You didn't want to step up. Well, maybe this is why nobody was listening to you if you would have said something. Because, okay, so what are we doing? Stuff. Football.
248. Yeah, what's coming up on the show?
We're talking sports.
And things.
And stuff.
248-539-9797. I want to know where you're at with it. This is your quarterback. This is the highest paid guy on the team. This is a guy who, this is really a season where he's in the process of reclaiming his career. And yet, post-game yesterday goes, if I would have spoken up, coach would have trusted me, but I didn't. Then today adds to that with Doug and Scott. Yeah, if I had a better idea what play to run. What? What?
Yeah. And maybe it's just me and you being naive because I just always assume that every quarterback has four or five plays.
Yeah, that's not naive. No. You're
when
not.
When you're on the goal line, if in case you got to audible out of a play, you got to play in your back pocket like, okay, you know what? This works. This defense is set up perfectly. Change the play. Scrap that. We're going
to
run
every
this.
Every quarterback goes to the line of scrimmage with check with me, sight adjustments, auto checks, auto kills. It's all there. You know what, Rico? I'm not even going to sit there with the maybe. We're not being anything other than real. For an NFL quarterback who's been to a Super Bowl, who's been in the league over five seasons, and who's been in this system now for a second season, if you mean to tell me you don't know specifically a play or collection of plays and concepts that you want to run in that moment, then we don't have the right guy. I'll just say it. I don't care. Jared Goff is going to ask this organization for $200 million. And you know what I don't want to hear after the postgame? I wish I would have spoke up, but I didn't. And if I did speak up, I just wish I had a better idea what play I wanted to go to. God. What effing
dude,
planet?
Hey, David, I feel like Tyra Banks. Jared, I was rooting for you. I wanted you to succeed. I thought you could be the quarterback here. And then you did this.
What? Yeah, see, I'm glad you said that.
What else Tyra Banks got to do with this? What am I missing?
It was on her show when she went off on one of the contestants. It was like, I was rooting for you the whole time, and you let me down.
What show did she host?
You got to start watching other TV, Mike.
Yeah, it was years ago.
If you want the football content that I deliver, okay. I do not need to watch such programs.
Did you notice I didn't say Mike? I said David.
Oh.
And David understood. I didn't include you in that conversation.
Oh, I wasn't invited to the cookout.
Because I knew you would sit there and give me that look like, what are we talking about? Was that on the Manning cast? No, it was not on the Manning cast.
But to your point, though, Rico, people are texting you. Because you've been saying that Jared Goff is the guy here. Jared Goff is, and they're calling you out.
And that's why I'm saying. I feel like Tyra Banks, I was rooting for you, Jared. I thought you could do this, Jared, and you let me down.
All right, can I at least see what
audio?
I'll
pull it up.
I would like to really see this so I get to partake in the fun. 248-539-9797. I'm bothered by it. And that doesn't mean I want to throw Jared Goff in a garbage can. It doesn't mean I don't believe the kid can play, but like, I think I have a right to be bothered by his remarks. I think I have a right to question them. Yeah, again, in the postgame. David, do you have the postgame commentary for the people who didn't hear yesterday's show? I'd love to play this. And then we can stack it with what Doug and Scott asked him. And you hear. That's a double yikes for me.
It is.
Here's the postgame regarding he wished he would have spoke up because he guarantees Campbell would have listened.
I wish I would have gone over there and demanded to stay on the field, and I guarantee he would have let us. So we all have our regrets in some ways, shape, or form. But, ultimately we had two chances as an offense to finish that game.
And then today with Doug and Scott, okay, he we know you regretted it. You wish you would have spoken up because the coach would have allowed you to do it. But he added this wrinkle.
I wish I just would have had a better idea of what I wanted to run and had a play call ready for myself and, you know, maybe suggested something and we could have gone with it. But, again, we trust him, man. If we make that field goal and our defense makes a stop, we don't make to have this conversation. Unfortunately, we didn't.
Yeah, right. That's great. And if it were raining out, it'd be wet outside. But it's not, so it isn't. 248-539-9797. If you think it's an overreaction or if you think we're being unfair, that's cool. I get it. But I have a very specific idea what I need my quarterback to be in the National Football League, and I wish TJ were here because TJ would tell you the same thing. There is not a player alive who wants their quarterback to not be decisive, to not make that demand to keep the offense on the field.
That's just some information I don't think I would share. I don't think I would be freely saying I didn't have a clue. If they would have said, hey, Jared, right here, right now, what's your play? Stuff, touchdown right. Play.
And late in the game. You still, even if ASB is a decoy, even if Swift is a decoy, you still have Hawkinson, you still have Chark, you still have Josh Reynolds, who you clearly have a connection with, and Josh Reynolds is upgraded in this offense. I don't want to hear about, well, what about the personnel group? Listen, if he brings a play to Campbell and Campbell goes, we ain't running that because we don't have the chess pieces, that's different. For him to say he wished he would have spoke up because he knows he could have stayed on the field. And then I just wish I had a better idea what the hell I would have asked coach to run. I'm bothered by that considering you're going to be in a position to have to pay this guy a minimum of $40 million a year on a renegotiated contract extension if this all works out. I'm bothered by that. Straight up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I am not sorry. What I want to hear from my QB.
As you should, because this is the leader of the team. This tells me he just wasn't ready for the moment. The moment came.
He's been to a Super Bowl.
You would expect that. That's why I can't believe he admitted this.
It's crazy. But we thank him for it.
But here's the thing, though. You say he went to a Super Bowl. But what was the jury saying about him? Remember, the story was, McVay was giving him the plays up until he couldn't speak to him anymore in his helmet. So does Goff really know here? Does he?
And I know Rico thinks he's a fraud. I happen to think he's very good. McVay is an elite play designer who spoon feeds the quarterback. What the Rams do is not complex. The Rams do very few things, but what they do well, and they do it with elite sequencing. So it's like, I don't know, man. Let's talk about it. And again, if the will of the people is you're being unfair, Jared Goff for president, so be it. But I think we have a right to at least talk about it. 248-539-9797. We will get to the college football at 3, touchdown Minnesota. We will get to J.J. McCarthy's debut for real at 4. Lots to do today, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.